We've got Chris Zeitler with Jamie's Carpet Shop and Susan Bartosz with the Second Harvest Food Bank. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Great, absolutely.
Hi, great to be here. Thanks.
Well, obviously, such an awesome partnership. You know, for us to get to call the games, you know, it's always fun. Every time somebody scores a touchdown, and there were plenty this year. As a matter of fact, Tim Alcorn was telling us earlier, three more touchdowns.
Actually, six.
Six.
Six. Was it six? There
six
you go.
More.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Six more touchdowns than a season ago. So
right.
Very cool stuff. $1,080 donated from Jamie's Carpet Shop to Second Harvest Food Bank. Well, I tell you what, Chris, this has to be really awesome from your perspective.
Well, it is. You know, there's nothing like giving at the right time of the year, and this is certainly a very appropriate time of the year, and to tie it in with high school sports and to hopefully give the teams and their coaches something to talk about. Hey, guys, remember, man, go for that touchdown and to create more team unity and know that it's going for a cause. It's super important, and we know it's important to give all year long, but it's nice to have tied it in with the football and then wrap it up here, particularly around the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Which is obviously a huge time of the year, and Susan, that's absolutely where you come in here,
right?
As well. We were talking off the air about, you know, what a donation like this can do, especially around the holidays.
Very, very busy time of year. We serve about 80,000 people a month, but at this time of year, you know, families are trying to get together. They're trying to have family meals and be like everybody else, and this is going to be absolutely wonderful. Actually, this check is going to provide 5,400 meals.
Wow.
Incredible.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. I mean, that many, it seems, I mean, that's quite a bit you guys can do with a substantial amount of money in this case,
right.
But it really seems you utilize
yeah.
every dollar.
Well, every dollar that's donated provides five meals, so we're able to really do that, and it's maximized at the holiday time, and people are really, you know, humbly and, you know, certainly with a lot of hope, trying to look to, you know, get together with friends and family and, you know, just do what we are all trying to do, is just enjoy the holidays and have a little bit of cheer.
Yeah, no question about that. And, you know, Chris, when you hear that, you know, what's your response when you hear that number? I mean, we see the dollar amount, $1,080, but then when you hear that number, how many meals are provided? Well, that's got to have you pretty excited.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. You know, years ago, I remember when I first started thinking about my giving and what I needed to do to fulfill my mission. And I remember cleaning out my pantry and running some food down to Second Harvest, and they're actually close to me. And at one point, somebody just kind of like tapped me on the shoulder and said, you know, they can do a lot more with a dollar than you can. Yeah. And I had gotten those numbers very early in my life and realized that I needed to shop more careful, eat the food that I'm purchasing, and by shopping careful, take that money and hand that to Second Harvest Food Bank, because what they can do with the money is so much more powerful than what we can. And I'm sure everything is important to them, but it means so much more than the food.
Well, yeah, no doubt about that. You know, Susan, of course, you talk about the 5,000 meals provided, and, you know, that hits so many different families. You know, families that don't have the funds, or families that sometimes just don't have the luxuries that a lot of us other families just might have to continuously get together with family and friends around the holidays. 5,000 meals seems like it covers an absolute ton.
Well, also, just in Lorain County, we what's going to happen with this money is it will go to purchase food for our partner charities. And we have about 70, we call them partner charities, but it's everything from all the Salvation Armies, the Boys and Girls Clubs, the small churches, you know, St. Elizabeth Center, all of those places that are food pantries, soup kitchens, and shelters, we provide them with their food. And so this will literally go right down to be able to serve a lot of people all throughout Lorain County. And we're talking about kids. 38% of those that we serve are children. And our fastest growing demographic are seniors. It's about 15%. It used to be like 9%, but I think the baby boomers are, you know, getting older and moving into that category. You know, we also see a lot of single moms. And, you know, there's a lot of different groups. I mean, even veterans, if you can just imagine, 25% of veterans say that they need some kind of food help. So we're happy to do that.
Sure.
Yeah, just incredible. And, you know, Got to ask you, Chris, throughout the course of the season, how often are you checking in on that number to see where exactly you're at with the total number of touchdowns that have been scored? Because, you know, throughout the course of the year, you mentioned something, the first question we asked you, you know, it's about more than just a football game. You hope that maybe there's some more motivation for those guys to go out there and score that touchdown because you're doing more than just putting up points. You know, you're helping for a great cause. How often do you find yourself checking in on that number?
You know, ironically, I don't. I do listen to the games, and I root for high-scoring games. And the great thing is I have someone in my household. My son is in the Fireland School District, but he doesn't play football. But I listen to the games Friday nights, Saturday nights, when I'm available to listen to them. And all I'm listening for is that it's a good game, that nobody's getting hurt, and that they're driving the score up, because we want the big check. We want to come in with the big check. We want those kids to play that game with a passion and having that extra purpose there. So for us, the bigger the check, the better. It just is what it's supposed to be.
It's kind of interesting. 2 years, the consistency we've had here, I think it was 1,020. You mentioned six more touchdowns scored this year, 1,080. I mean, that's got to make it pretty special for you as well to be able to kind of consistently, over the last 2 years, be able to hand over. Again, it's not the money so much as the 5,000 meals you're helping provide for people.
Absolutely, and we're looking for, you know, that amount again next year. Yeah. I mean, let's just say, you know, Jamie's is in this and partnered with the radio station and with the Second Harvest Food Bank. You know, we're in this. This is great. So coaches, you know, get them kids together, man, and let them hear this and tell them what it's about. And let's build that team strength and know that there's businesses and hopefully other businesses. Maybe somebody will jump on board with us. Boy, wouldn't that be great if we could get somebody to jump on board and co-sponsor this and really get this check booming.
Certainly be fun. I know they say it's just a sport, but those games become a little extra meaningful, especially with that on the line there, Susan.
And honestly, you really don't even know. You don't know who's next to you, and those people,
great point,
another family might be in need, because it's not something that you broadcast. It's sometimes a very difficult situation. So you know some of those kids on those teams might have been helped through a pantry or a soup kitchen at some point. So it's exciting because then maybe they can feel they can give back.
Right.
And that's really what it's going to take. This is a community grassroots effort. And frankly, we are all, especially this time of year, doing a little bit, and we're going to get this done. We're going to conquer hunger.
I mean, you mentioned the partnerships you guys had. How does that process work? Do they contact you about how much food they might need?
Yeah, there are partner charities, and literally they're it's kind of a vetted situation, and you know, we work very closely with them. A lot of, you know, training in terms of food safety and health safety and all the rules and regulations, so that they're providing a safe, clean environment to be able to serve food. And then literally they know their clientele, they know how many they're going to serve, so they have access, because they're one of our partners, to our inventory list, which is our basic warehouse. And then they, how many pallets of this, how many boxes of that, you know, peanut butter, soup, you know, meat when they have it, all that kind of thing. So then they'll go on, make an order, either we deliver it or they come and pick it up. And that's how it goes. And then we also, as I was mentioning earlier, that so after we make a delivery, empty trucks, but what we're also in partnership with all the big box stores for the, you know, when they have the sell-by dates, those come off the shelf. So instead of throwing it out or whatever, we come and pick those up, because you still got another year to go. And so we'll actually repurpose all of that.
Wow.
Well, that's remarkable. So I mean, it's a lot of fun for us, too, from our perspective, to learn how this whole process works, to see, again, to go back to the amount, just how much that dollar amount really goes into this entire process, how many people that helps, how many mouths that will feed.
Right.
I mean, that's remarkable. Plus, high school coaches around the area here in Lorain County are going to come back, and they're going to thank Chris, because he just got his players fired up.
Right.
He got all those guys fired up.
Now
those guys are ready to go in the locker room. They're ready to lift and really get jacked up for the season, too, because there's a little extra incentive, you know, knowing that you're doing more than just scoring touchdowns to win games, but also to come back for an incredible cause as well. And,
absolutely,
you know, this time of the year, I know you guys have so many gatherings and events and so many instances where you have people who are willing to chip in and help out, because so much of what you guys do is volunteer based as well.
Absolutely. Well, if any of you have never come to our place on Baumhart Road, stop by. I was telling Tim earlier, it's like because we are a warehouse, but a whole big area for volunteers to sort all of these things that we're talking about, and then put them in boxes and on pallets so that our partner charities can then select them and use them and serve them to people who need food. So anybody can stop by anytime and take a look around. But as I was telling Tim, it's like that mousetrap game because there's so many moving parts and pieces,
sure.
And we're logistics, but it works. It always works. So
the
come
mouse,
on by.
Mousetrap game. Forgotten all about that.
I just remember it took forever to set up, and then somebody
right.
would trigger the thing, and you'd be like, it's over, I guess. No, but that's fascinating. To kind of play into Chris's reaction when you said, I mean, over 5,000 meals can be created on this. He said, look, someone came to him and said, hey, you don't realize how much they can do with just a simple dollar. Is that a common reaction when people find out exactly
well, yeah,
how much
absolutely.
You can do?
Absolutely. So just think of what you can do with a dollar.
Oh,
you
had
a can of vegetables or something like that, and because we can do five meals. And that's because we're part of Feeding America, and we have access to a lot of other donated, just pure donated food through bigger national chains. And so the way that they work the machinations between what we pay for food, because sometimes we have to buy food as well as what's donated on a really large scale, it works out to five meals for
wow.
every dollar.
Wow.
And that's regularly checked and regularly updated and changed, you know, when it needs to be. But that's where we are right now. So in terms of efficiency, if you want to have the most bang for your buck, you know,
get you some bucks.
There you go.
Exactly.
You go, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing to think that one little dollar that you think, oh, what can a dollar buy me these days? I mean, if they send it to you, it can get five people fed.
Right. Think of some kids, especially, like I said, 38% of kids, and, you know, they're the ones that really don't have a choice with their situation. So we're so happy to be able to do so many different things and reach out for kids.
Fantastic stuff. We're going to have the official check presentation here in just a moment with this gigantic check off to our right here at Arabique and Amherst for $1,080. And again, it, more importantly than the dollar amount, just the number
right.
of meals provided. Now, I'm blown away by that. Right. Over 5,000 meals. That's just incredible, especially this time of the year where, again, you know, a lot of folks aren't as fortunate as us. I mean, and I think that's the important thing to remember here. More than 5,000 mouths are going to be fed as a result of this check. Well, guys, this was a lot of fun. This is so much fun to have you guys on here with us. Thank you so much for stopping by. Again, we'll Facebook Live the official check presentation here in just a moment. See, I thought Alcorn was bringing that check in for us. But you know what?
I'm glad to hear it's going there.
I'm glad to hear that it's going to Second Harvest.
For sure, for sure.
Susan, Chris, thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.